Buffalo, Montana Republican Senator Jim Peterson teamed up with Democratic Governor Steve Bullock this last legislature to push for the TRACE Act. The bill tried to force improved disclosure from third-party groups so voters better understand who is behind political speech. It passed a Republican-controlled Senate, but was tabled in a committee when it went over to the House, so the measure died. Here's Peterson.
One of the criticisms of the bill was it was too big, too comprehensive, and some people thought too confusing.
The TRACE Act was a big bill. It changed contribution limits and reporting calendars. It was a campaign finance overhaul in a lot of ways. So now Peterson and other supporters are trying to put a simpler version before voters, a version of the bill which just contains parts of the TRACE Act related to disclosure. Peterson says the Stop Dark Money initiative strengthens reporting and disclosure for everyone who chooses to be involved in the political process. He says anonymous political spending from out-of-state corporations and special interests is becoming a bigger and bigger player in Montana politics.
Montana voters want to maintain control of their state politically. They want the decisions to be made locally. Then there needs to be full disclosure of who's sending the message and who's paying for the message.
The initiative requires disclosure on any spending of $500 or more on specific election-related advocacy. This includes advertisements or mailings aired or sent within 60 days of an election that refers to a candidate, party, or issue before voters. If the advertisement or mailer directly advocates the election or defeat of one of those things, disclosure is required all year. Peterson says candidates already have to disclose who spends more than $35 on their campaign. He says the initiative would level the playing field for special interests or anyone else taking part in election advocacy efforts.
Pretty much applies to everybody. Nonprofits, for-profits, unions, everybody.
During the legislature, the TRACE Act was generally opposed by conservative Republicans who argue anonymous political speech has been an important and protected right in the United States since its founding. Red Lodge Republican Senator Jason Priest has been tied to anonymous election mailers, which have been sent out attacking moderate Republicans like Peterson. Priest opposed the TRACE Act and believes this initiative has the same constitutional flaws.
You know, he's willing to throw free speech and the taxpayers of Montana who are going to have to defend this foolish lawsuit that's going to eventually come. He's throwing those people under the bus so he can protect the voting records of him and his buddies who aren't voting in the interest of their districts.
But initiative organizer Sandy Welch believes the U.S. Supreme Court feels otherwise on the constitutionality of measures like this. She says the court right now is trending toward eliminating campaign spending limits, but increasing and upholding disclosure requirements.
They're saying that having campaign contribution limits is an infringement on free speech, but that disclosure requirements are important in order to let voters know who's delivering a message and to fight corruption.
Initiative organizers say they expect bipartisan support in this effort and count Billings Democratic Senator Robin Driscoll as one of the first donors. The measure is in its signature gathering phase right now. Supporters need to gather signatures from at least 5% of Montana voters in at least 34 of the state's House districts. Those need to be collected by next June for the initiative to make the November 2014 ballot. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.